When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Ashton reached out, and she's got a bit of a pickle. She says, hey, guys, I either need to confirm what I think is happening and tell me what to do, or talk me off the crazy paranoid girlfriend ledge.
Okay.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 4 years. We just graduated college. We're both kind of getting our career started. We just have a lot going on in our lives right now, but we've talked about getting engaged in the next year or two once all the work stuff is settling down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I saw this article. I attached it and started looking this up on TikTok, talking about micro-cheating. So I started reading what is considered micro-cheating, and one of the examples was keeping your phone face down when you're around your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, yes, he does that. Another one, being constantly on your phone around your partner. Yes, he's kind of constantly on that thing when we're hanging out. I mean, I am too, but not as much. Another example, liking posts of models on social media or interacting with his ex. Check and check. Now, I've actually asked him about that, and he says it's no big deal. He's friendly with his ex, and honestly, she's nice. I don't feel super threatened, but I'm annoyed with the models. So do you guys feel like this is enough to bring it up to him? Do I nip this kind of stuff in the bud before it gets to, like, actual cheating? Or am I making a big deal out of a pile of a little harmless stuff?
I'm going to address, first of all, the putting the phone face down. I don't necessarily see that as micro-cheating. If there's ill intention behind it, then yes, maybe. But
well, how do you know that, though?
I put the phone face down so the notifications don't distract from what I'm doing in real life.
Okay.
You know, if I get a notification, you see the little thing light up, then your eyes are going to look and you're going to see. And so if I'm doing something, or if I'm in a meeting, or if I'm whatever, I'll have the phone face down, or if I'm at lunch or whatever, if my phone is out, I guess, if it's not in my pocket or put away or whatever, then it's face down just because I don't want to be distracted by the phone. So that's why I do it.
Okay.
So that, you know, I think she might be over. I mean, are there other things that may bring up a red flag? Because if that is on top of, well, he stays out late and I don't know where he is, and or he comes home and he smells like another woman. I mean, like, what?
Those are more obvious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there's other things than what she just, you know, let us know, then maybe. But if it's just that stuff, I think it's just her being, you know, seeing that article and then letting her mind race.
Okay. I think there is a certain element to that, but I don't know. And, you know, when you're 4 years into the relationship, you're pretty comfortable.
Yeah,
so
you
can
think.
So can some of those things be written off as you're just really comfortable in the relationship? Or I think what she is concerned about is, are they starting to disconnect a little bit? And is he starting to detach by doing some of these micro-cheating things?
Mm. All right. If you have an example of this in your life where it led to, where you can say, yeah, definitely this is something to watch out for, or the opposite, you know, this is something, you know, this happened to me. Don't worry about it, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Let us know, because this may help Ashton. Sounds like she needs it. 502-795-1997. That's our number. Call or text. We'll take your stories next. All right, group therapy. What I think it's kind of funny because summed up, there are Brandon texted us and said, I gotta say, most group therapy sessions can be fixed with one word: communication.
But listen, Brandon, we wouldn't have a segment.
Yeah. You know what? Keep your thoughts to yourself.
That's right. If people knew how to talk to each other, we wouldn't be needed.
We wouldn't be needed. Oh, shoot.
Okay, so there's a lot of things here. So Ashton kind of came across this article about micro-cheating that's made her now look at her relationship under the microscope and think that maybe her boyfriend of 4 years is doing some of these behaviors that they say are kind of red flag signs of micro-cheating, like leaving your phone face down, like liking models' Instagram posts, or interacting with your ex. things like that. But she wants to know, like, listen, is this something that I should literally bring up to him? Is this like pre-cheating? Do I nip it in the bud, or am I just being paranoid? And there are a lot of people that are stepping in saying, listen, John says step back from the ledge. You're overthinking it. And stop reading scientists cheating articles.
Yeah. Leanne says, let's remember where she's getting her info, TikTok. I think she's reading too much into it.
I see that too.
Now, Chris, you've had some, experience with this.
I've been married to my wife since 2019, so we've been brothers for about 4 years. Realistically, the question you should be asking yourself is, do you have a trustful foundation with your partner? Because what it boils down to is that you think they're cheating. That means you don't have faith in your partner. You don't trust your partner. That's either your insecurity or you didn't build a foundation of trust with your partner.
Good point.
I've dealt with like one of the micro cheating things. Like for a while, I just liked models pictures. It wasn't specifically models. They were just pictures. It didn't really matter to me at all. It was just inconsequential thing. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's really cool. I really like her shirt. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. But
was that something that your partner brought up to you as not like something that they didn't appreciate?
Yes. Yes. And I stopped doing that because realistically it's not about what I'm doing, because I didn't really care whether I was doing it or not, but it was the fact that she felt that it was disrespectful.
Ah, right. There it is. There it
okay.
is.
Okay. And you didn't have any intent behind it. Like, yeah, if I had a shot, I would.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. I love my wife. Yeah. I honestly, if I didn't love her and I built that foundation of trust with her to begin with, then I wouldn't have married her. I think that marrying someone is a final testament to you are willing to spend the rest of your life with this person.
Ah, very good. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
And there's another perspective on the whole putting your phone face down kind of a thing. It could be a way, his way of making sure he gives her the attention and not being distracted by the device.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, you know, I put my phone face down so when it does notify me of some sort of, you know, text or notification, gives me a notification, I'm not distracted by it.
Yes. Ben likes to ignore all the notifications. Also, just read subject lines and emails.
Yes, this is also true. All right. So, Ashton, we're saying let's
you might be working yourself up over nothing.
Yeah. And let's talk to him. And
now, if there are other things that start to happen with his behavior, then maybe you start to talk to him about, like, if you start to feel more of a disconnect brewing between you, then maybe you have a conversation about, you know, what's going on. But just the examples you gave, I don't know if there's a ton to worry about right now.
Okay. All right. Good luck, Ashton. That is group therapy.